pieces, you know, and lay it up and use it. That's what you're doing when you wash your clothes.
Yeah. Now, you get water here, you just turn water on at the what? Well, you call that the what?
You can just turn it on at the pump, like you do in town or somewhere. But
okay.
It pumps it up there.
Right.
Right.
But outside would be a what? That's called a
spigot or something.
Okay. All right. Would they ever bring water to you out in the field, Mr.?
Oh, yeah. When that's climbing on mules at maybe go to spring, if it's close to around spring, go get some fresh water and bring it to the field to you. When I used to work hand here a long time ago, I'd go to a good spring if I knew it was handy and go get a barrel or something full of water and carry it to them in the field. Spring water, just fresh out the ground. But of course, you're better off with that water than you would ice water, because that ice water would about knock you out if you're in the hot weather. But that water was really good.
Yeah. They say you don't drink water, cold water, hot water. And the barrel would have a kind of a place in it where you could turn on.
Yeah, a little faucet there, you just turn it on.
Yeah. Does it ever get cold enough here that your pipes will?
Yeah, sure will. It was cold enough here a while back to bust them.
Did?
You better have them. It'd bust them all on this trail if you didn't leave this heat on.
I see. You got gas heat here? Or?
It's a fuel, kerosene, but the heaters right in that little closet right there.
Now, do you remember back before you had electricity, you said, what did you light the house with? You used lamps with?
It had lamps, and had to come out with that old lamp. It had that, I can't think of the name of it. The wick looked like it was, if you touched it, to come all to pieces after you burn it. Do you call them?
Oh, carbide? No.
Well, it was something like that, but that wasn't the name of it.
Gas or something?
Something like that, but it was kerosene, but that's a light. When you come out with that, that was some light you had in the house then.
Y'all never burned coal here?
No, never did burn no coal out here in the country.
In the store? The store?
They burn it in the
school.
School, they burn it in school, but when I was going to school, we burned wood. Nothing about no coal. Be so long getting it from town to one of the old wood. Got you in with it.
Yes. Yeah, I guess they had to bring coal in on the rails.
Yeah, they'd bring it in on them.
And town folks had coal, I imagine.
Yeah, they'd have coal. But most of them, a heap of them, way back in them days, had wooden stoves. You know, they got a wooden stove now that's made it kind of like a range heater or something. I mean, it don't really heat up a house. You don't take much wood in it. It looked like it's a furnace in there. When the neighbors up there had one, he just, I think, get $300 or $400 for it. It was a wood heater, but it didn't take much wood and it'd heat your house up. It had a flue that goes out from it that looked just like a piece of furniture in there.
Hmm. Yeah, a lot of people are going back to wood heat now. I see it, you know.
Yeah.
Up the road.
Most of them way back in there, they would have, one would put out some heat in the house, would be one of these old Royal Iron Range wood heaters. Yeah, we got that thing hot, well, it stay hot.
Yeah. Well, now when a light burns out, you just put in a new
light.
But then I guess you had wicks and all that sort of stuff.
Put in them when they burn out. Put in your lamps.
Yeah. That was coal oil, right?
I call it kerosene, but I think most of them call it coal oil.
Uh huh. Yeah. Now, you were mentioning a wash pot. That's something your mother would cook in, I guess.
Well, a wash pot, mostly they boil your clothes in it, and